Welcome back, everyone, to Seller Performance Solutions. I'm Chris McCabe here with Leah McHugh, dissecting this new interesting announcement made by Vendor Central, which will probably have interesting implications on listing contributions, on how many people are scrambling to set up 3P accounts. And
perhaps you should start with the
notification. I'm going to read it. The notification basically says you're going to be losing access to 1P. They're going to be terminating vendor agreements. We're still trying to determine how many, and some additional questions that we have. It says, hello, we made the decision to stop sourcing products from your company as part of our regular review of product offerings and your strategic realignment, interesting phrase, to optimize our operations and better serve our customers. Effective insert date here, which this one says November 9th, our vendor relationship will be terminated. We won't enter into any new agreements or extend current ones beyond this termination date. The rest of the message just tells you how to set up a 3P account. We talked about this a couple of years ago on a podcast episode because there was a sky is falling moment where there were rampant rumors. And I was talking to people who were working in vendor saying, yeah, a certain percentage of sellers will be kicked out of vendor and just sent over to 3P because that's the way Amazon leadership wants it to be. Some of that happened and some of it was false alarm, but maybe this week is, I mean, first of all, this is an interesting time of year to be doing this, right?
Yeah. Well, my theory on that is that they're trying to free up space in their warehouses because they pretty much always run out of space in their warehouses in Q4. So moving some of that slower selling. They also have historically always kind of overpurchased from vendors. Right. So we're also holding a lot of stock there. So that's my theory on the time frame for this. I mean, it doesn't make it better for their vendors, but I understand why Amazon is doing it on their side.
Their own reasons, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the timing alone is worthy of comment, but also just the implications. I mean, you were telling me earlier about what about in terms of like async contributions?
Well, so first of all, I haven't read a vendor agreement in a long time, but I am, now that I'm thinking about it, curious what the termination agreement part of it is. Because it is also that's 30 days. I mean, I know that's standard for a lot of contracts, but I can't recall off the top of my head if the termination agreement is 30
or 60.
But yeah, I mean, so the thing is that they're like, you know, you can sell on Seller now, but part of the vendor agreement and something that we've had a lot of people reaching out to us about, because Amazon really only started enforcing this part of it at scale this year, or even was it last year? I don't know. Everything's a blur. The last couple of years. Where if you're selling your products on vendor, you can't sell those products as a seller. So, you know, are they going to be lifting those restrictions? I'm sure that they are intending on lifting those restrictions, but in practice, we know that they're not so great at in actually rolling out changes to their system. So I think there are going to be a lot of people who are on vendor now who are going to go and try to list their products as a seller, and they're going to get the message saying that we already have a vendor relationship with this brand and you can't list this product.
We're already getting tons of people who are complaining to us, which right. I think has been the last 4 or 5 weeks. It spiked in terms of why can't we list this?
Right.
We want to do this 3P, and we have to just say, well, your agreement with vendor is that you can't. So I'm wondering if some of those people will initially be happy, like, oh, great, we don't have that restriction anymore. Now we can do it 3P.
Well, I will be very surprised if Amazon manages to roll back those restrictions across the board. But the other side of that is, say those restrictions are removed, vendor has had and still has the highest level of contribution on listings. And we see regularly sellers who left the vendor program, like they terminated their vendor agreement years ago, who still can't edit their listings because they're locked by the vendor program. So you're going to have a huge number of sellers now who can't manage their own listings because those are locked by vendor and now they don't have access to vendor anymore.
Would it be considered positive in terms of abuse prevention, in terms of some of the vendor loopholes that previously got ASINs taken down?
It's worse.
How is it worse? Because, I mean, people making...
The actual brands don't have that access to the vendor program anymore.
The Stillen Brand Registry.
That doesn't give them access to vendor.
No, not access to vendor. I'm saying illicit contributions to ASINs, would they be reduced?
Yeah, but vendor has a higher level of attribution than for brand registry. That's the problem.
Will the abusers lack access that they previously had to manipulate and take down listings.
Maybe. I mean, we know that there are tons of vendor accounts available for sale. I don't think that they're not getting rid of all vendor accounts.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So no, I don't think that will improve. I think we're going to just have a lot of people who aren't going to be able to update their listings. And we're also going to have a lot of major brands who have no experience with the seller side of Amazon.
Doing 3P.
Trying to figure out how to do 3P, which will be, you know, potentially good for the agencies in the space looking for
clients. Yeah, no, it's going to be a boon for them. I mean, it's...
But I also expect to see an increase in enforcement because you're going to have a bunch of people who don't know the rules suddenly learning by fire and getting into trouble because you don't really get into trouble so much with vendor, even when you break the rules, especially with listings. Suddenly they're going to have to know Amazon's policies.
Not just that, they're going to fail registration and record numbers all at the same time or fail verification.
Yeah.
Or suddenly Amazon will have to schedule thousands of new video verifications for the KYC process.
Okay.
And that's going to create a huge mess. I mean, there's already tons of people who failed verification or who are waiting for video verification calls. And on top of that, as a natural byproduct of people trying to get on Amazon, there are people registering every day that fail registration.
Mm-hmm. There's also a large number of people in vendor who don't have brand registry yet. So you're also going to have a huge increase of people badly submitting brand registry applications and getting those rejected for whatever reason, possibly because they failed verification in another marketplace. And so now their account looked like it's abusive.
Yeah. And more appeals, more emails into Jeff, executive seller relations, more cases.
So
more calls.
Talking about how this is going to affect us.
It's ripple effect. It's more cases. It's more calls into account help. It introduces, long story short, a lot of chaos into marketplace management, marketplace enforcement.
At a chaotic time of year.
At an already busy time of year. That's the thrust of our main message on this podcast.
Prime Day next month. Plus you've got Black Friday.
Not even that. I mean, October, November, December, intense months for a lot of reasons. And I mean, there's already a bunch of people kind of stuck in the appeals process because they're not going to the right place. They're not sending in the right thing. They don't have an appeal strategy. And this is adding layers of complexity on Amazon's side when they're already kind of overburdened, overwhelmed, not doing a lot of quality assurance. We're still talking to account health management leaders who call our brands and apologize for misinformation on previous account health calls. Just imagine, like you said, brands that aren't familiar with brand registry because they haven't had to be, or even just simple stuff like an address on their website doesn't match an address in Seller Central.
Yeah.
Something, you know, a mobile number that's not the way it should be. So, I mean, there's so many things that can come up. I'm already seeing lots of posts on LinkedIn today and yesterday. It's chaos that creates panic.
I wonder if they would be eligible for emerging brands. A lot of the sellers who were not selling as 3P before, I would imagine that a lot of them would be eligible for emerging brands. So they would at least have an internal Amazon person helping them out, assuming that they know how to get access to emerging.
Or, well, emerging brands teams
are just
definitely...
like, shoot us an email and we can submit the application for you.
That or, you know, emerging brands team should be at Amazon Accelerate in a few days. And they're going to be, hopefully they're in force because a lot of people are going to be approaching them and asking them. The contacts that we have in emerging brands have already confirmed with them that they're going to be physically present. So that's good news for Accelerate for next
week.
Yeah,
but if they're not going to Accelerate, we can, you know, we have the application form. So if people need access to that, let us know.
There's going to be lots of questions next week for sure. But I think there's going to be a lot of posting about this, a lot of fretting and panic about it. And the most interesting line is definitely we will not be reconsidering this. We will not be sending you future requests for POs. Like, this is it. That sentence there, I don't know if they're going to take that out of the messaging come October. But for the rest of this month, I think people will be blanketed by these messages. You know, not only is vendor being terminated for today and tomorrow and the next day, it's forever. So you're going to have to get on the 3P wagon. And questions about listings being impacted. Yeah, I mean, we're going to be fielding those for weeks, I assume.
Well, I mean, I think that's going to be years. We still hear from people who were in vendor years ago.
Yes, we do.
Still have certain listings that they just can't fix.
I'm just trying to address the immediate first steps of let's get through the rest of September first into October, and then we'll reassess. I'm sure we'll do another episode on it. This one's just, I wanted to make everyone aware. I'm sure many of you have already seen this posted online.
Well,
you've
and
seen
also
it on LinkedIn.
Closing note, it's not all, they're not completely shutting down the vendor program. They're just getting rid of a lot of brands from the vendor mm-hmm. program. So not everybody is receiving it, or not everybody has received it yet. Just because you haven't received it yet doesn't mean you're definitely going to receive it. They're not totally shutting down the program. They're just trimming the fat, I guess.
But it doesn't mean you won't receive it. And you, it doesn't mean you can find out when or if you'll receive it either. That's
well, I assume
point.
You're getting 30 days notice, right? That's what this one appears
yeah,
to be getting.
Yeah. So any questions on that, definitely let us know. Thanks again for listening. A shorter episode this week because we need to get back to all the people asking us about this. Thanks again for joining us. We'll catch you next time.